Jeez, that was sicko, sicko, sicko. Hello.
Nobody knows the troubles I've seen.
Bum, bum, bum.
Nobody knows my sorrow.
Sorrow.
Nobody knows the troubles I've seen.
Nobody
knows
my
sorrow. Come on, Greaser. No.
Hey, that's easy, buddy. Yeah.
What do you think?
Not bad.
All right. Dude, later.
See ya. Bye-bye. See, I'm almost afraid to pick up the next line. I mean, this is nuts. There's nothing but nuts here. Hello?
Hey, Greaseman?
Yeah.
He called back. I was wondering if you could tell us a story about when you were a lifeguard in Florida.
A lifeguard? I don't know if you want to hear that story.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, it's kind of brutal, but you asked for it. Yeah, I used to be a lifeguard. I'm a very powerful swimmer. Stroke. 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 My big, beefy arms cutting through the surf, rising and falling with the waves. I didn't care about the man-of-wars and the jellyfish. Every now and then I'd see a big jellyfish, one of those kind that looked like hubcaps. I'd just grab it, put it over my head, and tie its tentacles around my chin and wear it like a bonnet. I was a man. And the women knew it! They'd all put their blankets near me and lie underneath the big stand I sat in the hopes that one day I would look down, that my bronzed skin and my cold gray eyes would fall upon them and say, "You, come here." But I watched my swimmers. I had a responsibility. Every now and then they'd see me run to the surf, my big legs pumping, as I dove in to bring out some Porsche Lamazel from New Jersey that overswam his capabilities. Nothing distracted me from my work until one day she came to the beach. I saw her walking from a great distance. As I squinted my eyes into the sun, the heat from the sand rose up and distorted her image as she came closer and closer to me. Finally, she lay down right nearby me. Apparently, she could feel my eyes on her because she sat up and looked at me. She returned my stare. And then, still looking at me, she started smearing suntan oil all over her body, her tight stomach. God! Up and down her legs. I figured two can play that game. I whipped out my copper tone and started greasing my body up. All across my pecs, my delts, my lats, my traps. My washboard-like abdominals. I even let a pool of suntan oil sit in my belly button so she could see it when I stood up. It rolled down my leg. Finally, I could contain myself no longer. I said, "You, come here." She came walking over to me. She didn't even say a word. She just kissed me full on the lips. Our teeth and tongues collided as hungrily we fell back into the lifeguard stand. And there, she became mine. It was at least an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes of grueling work. Grueling work on my cardiovascular system. When this woman came running up, she said, "Oh, God! Oh, God! Lifeguard! Lifeguard! My little Chauncey! My little Chauncey waded into the surf about 45 minutes ago, and I haven't seen him since! I said, "Don't worry, lady. I'll have him for you in about 7 hours. She said, "Is that when you can organize a search party?" I'll say, "No, that's when the tide comes back in."